Happy Friday, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron. First in Playbook, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, a leading candidate to be the next Speaker of the House, is doing another West Coast fundraising swing with Vice President Mike Pence. This is going to raise big dollars for Republicans. Tickets go anywhere from $10,000 to $100,000. Pence and McCarthy will be in Malibu and Beverly Hills in late April with the VP. Speaking of speaker, let's review. Paul Ryan says he's leaving Congress at the end of the year, and that set off the following chain reaction. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is gunning for the top slot, and everyone knows it. But he hasn't said that yet because there's no election scheduled. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise has said he won't run against McCarthy because they're friends. But Scalise has not endorsed McCarthy for the top slot, which has sowed a bit of confusion in the ranks and makes lawmakers and their aides think something isn't on the level. The next few weeks are critical in determining the future of the House Republican leadership. This could go two ways. Either lawmakers accept that Ryan is staying until November and roll with it. Many people are beginning to say that's unacceptable to them. While it worked in the Senate for Harry Reid, the House is a different beast. Members get itchy and need a fast resolution. Plus, Reid immediately endorsed Schumer, as did Dick Durbin, the only other Democrat who could have been in the running for the leader slot. That's not as feasible in the House. The alternative? McCarthy kicks into high gear and begins locking up his race to be Speaker. Many sources we spoke to yesterday said McCarthy would have to go to Ryan and say he's on the brink of securing the support to become the next Speaker. Then, and only then, Ryan might consider leaving. Alarm bells from Alex Eisenstadt. He says Republicans are starting to try to save red seats in Trump country as they look to hang on to their majority. Nancy Cook scoops that the White House wants to cut $60 billion in spending. Newsflash, this won't happen. There's not a chance it will pass the Senate, and it might not even get through the House. Big Washington Post story this morning. Michael Cohen, Trump's personal attorney, might have taped phone conversations, and those chats could be in the hands of the feds at the moment. The president ordered an audit of the Postal Service last night, another step in his war on Amazon. Late last night, ABC scooped that Trump is going to pardon Scooter Libby, the Dick Cheney aide that George W. Bush famously did not pardon. Matt Nussbaum, our colleague, read Jim Comey's book So You Don't Have To. Here's one juicy nugget. He said that President Trump was never pained by lying and that he is unethical, untethered to the truth in institutional values. His leadership, Comey said, is transactional, ego-driven, and is about personal loyalty. The president has nothing on his schedule today. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.